on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, positively healthy listeners. This is Dr. Maria Celis. Welcome to the show. We have a fun one for you today. And I just want to say hi, Bob and Savannah. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Dr. Maria.
Thanks so much for coming in on a Saturday, and it's so awesome to meet you, Savannah. I can't wait to work with you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. Nice to meet you as well.
We're going
to
have fun.
Yeah. Girl,
you're going to learn some things today. Not just about, you know, we're going to have a fun show. You'll like it. So it's Father's Day tomorrow, everybody. Just a reminder. I know Ruth really talked about it, so that was a good reminder for people. To call your dad or the dad-like person in your life, right? Sometimes we have moms that are moms and dads out there. So I don't know if my dad's listening right now, but happy Father's Day, Joe Salas. Don't freak out, everybody. Yes, sometimes I call my dad by his first name, but it's just our inside joke. And it's not a big deal. It's totally out of respect. So I got my dad some Innovates, some Minimus shoes for martial arts, because he totally loves his martial arts, and he's there every week, several hours a week, and he loves those shoes. So anyway, any of the CrossFitters out there know, those are awesome for CrossFit too. So he got the black Minimus ones. So for Father's Day, everybody, and frankly out of my own curiosity, it was getting to me, I wanted to do a show on mixed martial arts today. It's a big craze. Savannah's going, woo, okay. It's a big craze right now, from the most amateur to the higher end professionals. The demographic of fans that partake in the sport are younger people, they're older people, they're men and they're women from all over the world. They have backgrounds in so many different things, and I think that is what sort of got me, you know. I just have gotten to know a few fighters and just realized they're people too, guys. I'm not speaking for everyone, but I wanted to ask the question today, and maybe some callers can call in and help us answer it. It's 605-4567 if you have questions for our guests today. But why do we enjoy watching fighting? I mean, it's kind of interesting, right? What is it about two people, be it men or women, giving it all they got at each other, right? I'm serious, right? Chicks and dudes are fighting now at all levels. They are complete and total athletes. They are skilled people. And they're intelligent people. They've graduated from college, some of them, right? They own their own businesses. They're entrepreneurs. They have families. Some of them are heroes, right? Meaning military, former military. And they take their training very, very seriously. So what is up with that? That's the question today. I actually think it's something innate, you know, something innate, you know, and we can talk about that. I know some people would disagree with me on that, but, it's really interesting. And, I want to introduce my guest today, to help me today, I have invited owner of Reading Submission Fighting, Jim Howard, to the show today.
Hi, Maria.
Good morning. What is up?
How are you?
How are you doing, bud?
Doing good.
Okay, so we've got 2 minutes to talk a little bit about that. I wanted you to help me answer some of those questions today. We also have a guest caller calling in a little bit, and we're going to get to so much today. Can you help me? Why do we like fighting? I liked the analogy that you told me earlier today in the green room.
The way it looked at it is if a baseball game breaks out or a basketball game breaks out, people don't stop to watch. But if a fight breaks out, everybody stops to watch a fight. It's just that man-on-man combat that, mm-hmm. that people love to watch.
And so what do you think about, because basically what the show title today is The Culture of MMA. So we're going to talk everything. And I'm looking at your face right now and I see a big old bruise underneath your eye. It's funny, I didn't notice that earlier today, but you must have been, practicing or something.
Yeah, part of the rigors of training.
Okay. So what do you think about why that is?
You know, I think people just like to watch combat sports. Uh-huh. And with MMA, it's a real fight. You know, it's not just a boxing where you don't take it to the ground. Wrestling where it doesn't stand on the feet, it's a full fight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like I said, the demographic of people and their skills, I mean, they're well-rounded, and we're going to talk about that too. So when we get back from the break, I want to talk about your gym, what goes on over there, and some of your fighters and how that all got started. And hey, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you've got some kids or a kid or two, and we can talk about that later. So please come on back if you have questions. 605-4567 for Jim. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
And you wanted this for your dad, Marine Corps theme?
Yeah, if you can find it, thank you, Bob.
Well, I'm...
It's okay. We can find it later.
No, I found it. I'm not getting any sound on it for some reason, but we'll try to...
we'll get it next time.
Try to bring it to you later on in the program, if possible.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. This is KCNR. Oh, here they come.
Oh, well, they didn't start right away in that YouTube video, so there's some talking first. But...
All right. Well, we'll get the musical portion of it later. Be right back.
Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles on the air, on land, and sea. First we fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean, we are proud to claim the title of United States Marines.
All right, Dad, happy Father's Day. That was my gift to you because I'm not going to be there this weekend in San Jose. I'll see you next weekend or the weekend after that. I can't remember. Anyway, so, my dad is a Vietnam vet. He was a Marine or is always a Marine, right?
I believe Carl would say, once a Marine, always a Marine, yes.
So, okay, so... Anyway, that's for you, Dad. Thank you so much for your service to our country and also your continued service to your local community. Like I said, my dad's a big martial arts guy and continues to teach younger kids throughout the week and at the karate studio that he goes to in San Jose. So anyway, that is sort of like what we're talking about today, Jim, right? These kids coming up, you know, into MMA. Our show today is about mixed martial arts. And in the studio today as my guest co-host is Jim Howard of Reading Submissions Fighting. Say hi to everyone again today.
Hi, everybody.
So what is up over at the gym? What's going on over there? Tell us about your gym.
Well, we're a mixed martial arts gym, so it's submission grappling, kickboxing, boxing, clinching. We're geared toward if somebody gets in a fight.
Okay, so what kind of classes do you have over there? Is it all sort of one-on-one, or do you have teams, or how does that work?
We have classes, and we have privates.
Oh, okay.
And then we have, for our fighters, we have fight camps.
Fight camps, okay. So if a person was interested in health and fitness, do you gear towards that, or are you specialized in bringing someone up to compete?
No, with health and fitness, too. It's probably the best way to get in shape. Best core workout you can do. Learning how to fight is the best way to get in shape, and it's the funnest.
Exactly. If you're going to – okay, this is what I always tell people. If we have to do it, make it fun, because you have to do it, guys. Sorry.
And then there's practical purpose. If something happens to you in the real world, you're in fighting shape.
That's what I love, and that's what I wanted to highlight about my dad. He was always so good about teaching his girls. He had four of us. We were all in martial arts, and his granddaughters and grandson, martial arts. So that's our background, and I believe you're right. When you have background in some of those things, we were talking about, I'm kind of a hyper-aware person, and you learn some things, right?
Yeah, I have two daughters, and we taught them the ground game, because if a guy tries to rape them, they're going to end up between their legs. And so you teach them the guard game, how to choke people out from the guard, how to get back up. And women, when you get to the ground, women can compete with a bigger guy if they're skilled.
Can you give us a little bit about that? I mean, I know it's hard on the air. And
the guard game is where you're on your back and somebody's between your legs, which is where a rapist is going to try to
sure.
be. So you teach control. There's arm bars, there's chokes, there's triangles. There's a lot of things somebody can do from there, where if they have the skill, and if the attacker doesn't have the skill, you're going to be able to choke them out unconscious and get out of there. You'll be able to defend yourself.
Okay, do you hear that, ladies? I mean, not just ladies, but you have strength. You have power, and I think a lot of times we just need to find that and know that it's there. And if we know a few little tricks or skills or different things, then you can help yourself.
Training MMA builds a quiet confidence to you. You walk around knowing that you're in shape, that if something happens, you'll respond without thinking.
You're absolutely right. Keep going with that, because I think it's...
And with, especially with younger kids, younger boys, especially troubled boys, they build self-esteem over their ego. You teach them that they get humbled up real quick, because a lot of bullies need to be humbled up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get humbled up in the gym by a little kid that's smaller and younger than you, you learn self-respect, you learn character, you learn a non-ego, which are real important things.
So that sounds like it's really important for you at your gym that you leave your ego at the door. And what are some of the sort of... Because, you know, I know some of the rules from the martial arts studios that I've been in, but with your school, give us a little bit about the culture of your school.
You know, our school, it started back in the gym. I used to own a gym called Total Fitness in town, and we started in our back room. This is back when there was no schools in Reading.
Oh, okay.
There was nowhere to train. And it slowly evolved. There's a guy named Rick Jones that opened up a little place in his back, and he owns North State Mechanical. And he opened up a little place, and he got it all started. And from there, he started Reading Submission. And once I sold the gym, he allowed me to take the name and start Reading Submission. And so it's built from there. We're a non-ego school, but we train hard. We train hard. If my kids are out fighting, or if my fighters are out fighting in the streets, they get booted. They go somewhere else.
So that's a rule, that this stays in the gym. And
it's all about respect.
So, I mean, how do you teach? And I know we only have got probably a minute left, and we can come back to this, but how do you teach that to the younger ones? I've seen it in other schools be done really well, but how do you teach them the difference between defending themselves and being aggressive and starting fights? I mean,
it's philosophy.
Okay.
You teach them that you walk away from a fight. You know, a good leader wins a war, a great leader avoids one. And that's what we do with the kids. We teach them to walk away. But if it comes down to it where you have to defend yourself, you defend yourself. You put them down, but you don't hurt them. That's what's good about grappling. You can put somebody on the ground and not hit them or punch them, and just control them.
I like that. Okay, so it's all very energetic to me. I'm hearing that from you, and there's some psychology in there. It's definitely like your logo is really, it's an art. I mean, mixed martial arts is definitely an art to it. So we're going to continue talking about the culture of MMA. We've got a caller calling in. Please call us for questions, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome mining rights advocate and historian Kirby Jackson. He and his ancestors mined for gold in southern Oregon. And today, Kirby continues the fight against increasing governmental regulation and unconstitutional micromanagement surrounding the mining community. Learn more this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm here with Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. Joe, you're coming into your 20th year anniversary. What makes your gym so unique and special?
Results, customer service, safe, time-efficient, fun workouts. We are a friendly gym, super clean. We're the gym where everyone knows your name, and we never stop coming up with cool stuff.
That's why you're my gym of choice. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's. See you there.
474-5546.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
My old man's that old man, spent his life living off the land. Dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and we are talking about the culture of MMA today. We have Jim Howard in the studio today, owner of Reading Submission Fighting. And before we get going back with that, Jim, I just wanted to remind everybody about a really awesome banquet coming up. Want to give a shout out for We the People Radio and Sovereign Minds. They are inviting you to the first ever banquet and fundraiser. Everybody, it is Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino, 4:30. If you would like tickets, you could get tickets at Jones Fort or call 222-3223 or North State Consultants. So again, get tickets at Jones Fort. And the banquet is on Saturday, June 29th. We need those shows on the radio. We love both of those shows, Sovereign Minds and We the People, and we want to continue to have them on the radio. So please try to make that banquet and help support them. Okay, yay. Jim, what is up? Jim owns a gym. It's called Reading Submission Fighting. And we were talking about during the break, the break shows are the best, right, guys? Bob and Savannah. We were talking about being a warrior.
Stuff that doesn't get on the
air.
Yeah,
it's like, dang, I wish we could have got that. So being a warrior is kind of an interesting thing. We were talking about earlier how, you know, how do you teach the kids to kind of keep it in-house and, you know the difference. And a lot of it's about philosophy.
All of it's about philosophy. Life mm-hmm. is about philosophy. Fighting is just something you do. Mm-hmm. It's not who you are. And so we try to teach there's a peaceful warrior involved. Or you walk with your spirit in front of you, but if you need your warrior, it's always there to help you if you need it. And that's what you try to teach the kids.
Like you said, that silent inner confidence, right?
Yeah, it builds a silent, you have a quiet confidence about yourself. You can mm-hmm. go out and you don't look for trouble. And you know, if you don't look for trouble, it doesn't come to you. It's what you think about is what brings things to you.
Mm-hmm.
One person go to a place, example, go to a bar and see nothing but trouble. Well, another person goes to the same bar, same time, sees nothing but happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the way you think and what you attract to you.
So what's your demographic at the gym? I mean, a lot of people know you in Total Fitness. You've been a warrior in our community in the past. I mean, who kind of gravitate towards you at your gym?
You know, so why it's fair. We do kids from 8 years old to our oldest person is 67 years old.
Wow, that's cool.
So yeah, it's a real wide demographic. And mostly people are professionals. You don't get a lot of thugs in MMA. Right? As you mentioned earlier, yeah. It's a smart person sport. It's a lot of art you have to put together. You have to be able to put a lot of things together at one time.
So I like what you said during the break. People don't like to get hit.
Well, that's
on
like,
the weekend.
That's why you don't get in fights because you're getting hit all week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got it.
You know, so you know, last thing you want to do is get hit on the weekends.
Yeah. It's okay if you're practicing and right. You know, something happens. Oh, you know, it's so funny. I remember being in kickboxing or just taking a class, you know, with my sister when she was, I was just supporting her and maybe just in the class with her, not competing. She was going to be doing some Muay Thai fights. And I got hit. And this feeling of just roar just came inside of me. And I wanted to hit back so bad. Is that what fighters feel all the time when they get hit?
Well, that's the warrior spirit. You're either fight or flight. And there's two different personalities. Some people back away from it. Other people want to step in and, and handle it back. And so that's the different personalities that come in.
And as a chiropractor, that's our brain doing the innate thing, doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And nothing's wrong with either one. You just have to teach each different warrior differently.
Mm-hmm.
You approach them differently. You teach them differently. But any personality can become a great peaceful warrior.
Okay, so that's cool. So you know what that makes, that's what makes it sound like you're very custom and personalized at your gym then.
Yeah.
You have really take in it and you get to know your people and their own psychology because everybody's different. And you'd probably have to, just like as a dad teaching kids, you would have to teach it in a different way maybe. And you guys have some uniformity there, but.
A good example is nutrition. As you know.
Oh yeah. Talk about that.
Not everybody eats the same thing. Everybody has to eat differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if you cookie cutter it at all, people aren't going to change.
Doesn't work. Doesn't cookie cutter.
And
doesn't work.
The same thing goes with training. You have to look at somebody and know, see where their positives are, where their negatives are, and you build on their positives. Then you find how to defend the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take each person with their personality and their ability and build on that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and that's part of like, you know, I used to go to Total Fitness and I remember walking in that gym and feeling like a family, you know, it's like me now going as a CrossFitter at North State CrossFit and just feeling that family atmosphere. And I really love what you did at Total Fitness. And I'm sure it continues over at Reading Submission Fighting, correct?
Yeah, and it's not me. It's the environment. It's mm-hmm. all the meeting of all the minds that come together. It's like minds.
Mm-hmm.
Like minds make a fun place. And people that come in that have big egos into our school, they don't usually last. You know,
yeah, I bet.
They don't usually last. We usually work their way out.
Have you ever seen some that started that way and then just really kind of evolved and sort of grown into a...
Yeah, a lot. We have many street fighters that come in. Street fighters always think they're good fighters until they fight with a fighter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ooh, I bet that's
And they go, they go one of two ways. We never see them again or they stop and train and become great people.
Mm-hmm. So, see, I love seeing that in people, that growth. And I really wanted to sort of, you know, highlight that person in the MMA that's fighting. That person isn't a thug. That person, it's like you wouldn't be able to make it, you know, if you were like that. And if anyone knows my cousin, Justin Salas, who his fight's coming up, our next guest will probably be talking about him more, but his fight's coming up in July. He's my cousin. I've known him since he was little. He's humble. He has a great personality. He's loving. But when he gets in the ring, obviously he does his job. He does his thing. And
it's a sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you don't have anything wrong. You don't matter the guy. It's just a sporting event.
Yeah.
And he who trains the most and the best usually wins.
You're right. Okay. So please, this show is for everybody that loves MMA. Please call in with your questions. We've got Jim here. He is totally immersed into that industry. He's been a fighter in the past. He knows it from all angles. Call in with your questions. 605-4567. Come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. Yay, we have a fun show for you today. Jim Howard, owner of Reading Submission Fighting, is in studio co-hosting with me today. And, hey, I'm learning a lot. Thanks for educating me.
You're welcome.
This is great because even Savannah got all excited, huh, lady? She's like, ooh, I want to do that. I want to train.
Yep, I do want to train now, I think.
That's cool. We need more chicks in there, huh?
It's getting big time with girls. They're in the UFC now.
They love it. In fact, they're good.
In fact, tonight, there's a girl fight on the main card on the pay-per-view UFC.
Okay, and do we know who it is?
You know, I don't know their names.
Okay, but maybe Matt knows. We've got Matt Sarah on the line. He's out of Colorado, and he's calling in because he's an expert, and he does his whole radio show. It's called Shameless MMA. They're out of Colorado. His whole show is on MMA, and learning about the culture and keeping everybody in the loop. Welcome, Matt, to the show. Are you on, bud?
Yeah, I'd go a little easy on the whole expert thing.
Oh, come on.
Start having expectations, and they want you to know everything. And I'm all right being a little dumb about MMA, because then it's acceptable for me not to know everything.
Okay, so I won't ask you about who's fighting tonight. Who's the chick fighting tonight, buddy?
On tonight's UFC 161 card.
Is it 161, Jim?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me see. It's on the prelims, I think.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's on main card. Sexton and somebody.
Davis and Sexton. Yeah.
Okay.
Alexis Davis and Rosie Sexton.
So are they good or what?
I mean, they're pretty much almost identical in terms of experience. So, I mean, you know, the UFC, you can pretty much expect every women's fight on the UFC card to be great. I mean, you know, they're introducing women's MMA to the mainstream media people, and for the most part, they got to be able to make sure that it represents well. So, I mean, I would expect this to be some sort of a grappling match, but a lot of the times, because when you get two guys or two girls that are great at the same thing, you end up seeing the unexpected. Both of these women are great on the ground, so you might actually see, like, a good stand-up war, or maybe not a good stand-up war, and just them trying to slug it out.
Yeah,
but it
that's
be a great
true.
Fight regardless.
Okay. So, hey, let's take a step back a little bit and talk about Shameless MMA and give us a plug for your show. And, you know, I've listened to it a few times. You guys have a lot of fun. You and Connor, what's up?
Yeah. Well, Connor Cordova is the co-host, and, really he's the wow factor for my show, for the show, really. You know, he's a great guy. He's been around the sport for a while. He was really bred for it. I think his mom was a UFC commentator during like UFC 2 or 9, one of those two.
What?
And,
nice.
Before I even knew Connor personally, you know, I used to always see him at the Grudge Training Center, and he always had a camera in his hand, and whatever big fighter was in camp at that time, he was interviewing him, and you know, he's really respected in the media game, in the MMA media game. He's hilarious. I mean, he's a funny guy. He does tons of impersonations and stuff like that. So he's a huge value to the team. I mean, it's fun. I mean, I think if you got a radio show that's just about MMA, that you got to kind of make it entertaining. I mean, we can't be, I mean, if you want just MMA facts, I mean, that's what the websites are for. You know, you could just go read if that's all you want. But you want to be entertained. You want to have some fun, maybe win some free stuff. Then, you know, Sheamus MMA is a great show for that because, you know, that's what we like to do. We like to have fun.
You guys have, what do you guys have on the board right now for people to win? If they go to shamelessmma.com or tell us how they can win. You have something on the website. Sure.
Yeah, well, the cool thing is even though we're based out of Colorado, there's more people that listen to the Sheamus MMA show outside of Colorado.
You're streaming, baby.
So anybody who's eligible or anybody is eligible to win these contests. Right now, if you go to shamelessmma.com and you sign up for our newsletter, we have a $400 prize package, and it's basically from one of our sponsors, Mass Suit, and it's a full-body resistant band suit. So you got, like, a vest on, and then you have resistant bands going to your wrist, your knees, your ankles, a lateral trainer, O2 trainer, which is a Bosch system. Jim, you probably understand the benefits of resistance.
Well, I was just thinking about that. I was just thinking about that right now. So you're getting the benefits outside of the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can do it. I mean, it's wherever. I mean, you have the straps that go onto your shoes. So, I mean, you could walk to the store and do it if you want to.
Would you do that?
All you have to do is sign up for a newsletter. And, you know, we're announcing the winner of that in the July edition of the newsletter. So shamelessmma.com, and then just sign up for the newsletter and you're already entered.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you have quite a background too. Why don't you give us a little bit about, you know, I'm saying happy Father's Day, bud. You have a new baby?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I mean, this is a weekend where I definitely get to, enjoy the full benefits of fatherhood. One of my kids, my daughter, 2 months old, just got her a vaccination. So she's dealing with the side effects of those. And then we found out today my son has strep. So yay.
It's going to be an awesome Father's Day weekend for you.
Yeah, but I have an amazing wife, though, so she bought me some steaks, and she's going to grill up and stuff like
nice.
That.
Nice.
So it's going to be great.
Nice, yeah. And I love the post that you put on Facebook, totally validating her awesomeness and just saying, hey, she put all of her things on hold so you can be able to do your passions. And I think that's so cool that couples can validate each other like that in the public and I think
that's
awesome.
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, you know, there's certain things that you have to be able to do to be successful in any career choice. And, you know, I was doing collections for about 9 years, and on a phone call during one of my lunch breaks, you know, I was doing the media stuff on the side and had the full-time job. And, you know, my wife said, you know, you hate that job. Why don't you just quit and focus on, you know, the media stuff full-time? And as soon as she said that, I walked right out. And, you know, she's been awesome. It's been amazing.
That's great.
Going on right now, it is literally because of her approval. So, I mean, really, I mean, better than
well, her support.
Than else, it's her, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got about a minute left. I want you to come back to us, hopefully,
yeah, no,
if you
I'm
have
here.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to continue talking about the culture of MMA. We've got, like I said, Jim Howard in the studio with me today. If either of you guys have questions for each other, but Jim owns a gym. It's called Reading Submission Fighting here in Reading, California. And, hey, we want to hear where the future of MMA is going and all the young kids coming up. So maybe you guys or you could talk on that, Matt, when we get back. Please, if you have a question for our guest today, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels,
and it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's
Red Tag Sale
at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets,
clothing,
parts,
accessories,
and every bike at performancebike.com
is priced to sell
now.
Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday
at performancebike.com.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. This is a whole show about the culture of MMA sport, and I'm really, really excited to have Jim Howard in the studio with me today, owner of Reading Submission Fighting. So many great things going on over at that gym. We have Matt Sierra on the line. Matt, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Is it Sierra or Sarah?
It's Sierra. It happens all the time. Like when I first started doing the MMA media, like I literally had to put on my profile, not the UFC fighter Matt Sierra.
I know. We were Jim and I were totally joking about that today.
Yeah. No, I was getting messages about how guys hated me for beating George St. Pierre.
Like, yeah.
Wrong guy, man. Wrong guy.
Oh, that's hilarious. So, you know, before we left at the break, we were talking about, you know, more of the humanity of the people that are MMA fighters, men and women. I love
it. Yeah, you know, the sport of mixed martial arts is getting so big, and, you know, it's been coined or dubbed the world's fastest growing sport, I mean, for a while now, for the last, you know, 2-3 years. And now you're actually able to start gauging that. I mean, you can see the UFC's international success. You can see with the death of Strikeforce and with the cuts of the UFC that all these local and regional promotions, MMA promotions, are getting bigger. The sport itself is just filled with tons and tons of great individuals. But, I mean, like any other, you know, business or culture, you know, there's a few, you know, bad eggs here and there. But for the most part, you know, the MMA fighter is a guy that you don't necessarily mind that your kid's going to look up to. I mean, the MMA fighter, the gym owner, the trainer, you know, these are hardworking guys who work, you know, more than what a normal 40-hour shift would require. I mean, they're in the gym, you know, 2-3 times a day, cutting weight, going on the diet. And these are people who are disciplined, you know what I mean? If you break down the characteristics of a fighter and what it takes to be a successful fighter, I mean, those aren't things that I necessarily would mind my child having. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, it would be great if my son or my daughter could look up to, like, an astronaut or, you know, something, like doctors, things like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, MMA fighters are good people. I mean, what they do is just what they do. That's their profession.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, I think Jim had a question for you.
You know, Matt, Maria said that you sponsor her cousin. Maybe you could explain how important sponsorship is to these fighters, especially local fighters.
Yeah, I mean, on the local level, for sure. I mean, God bless the local promoters who give these fighters an opportunity to build their record, you know, and they get an opportunity to fight in the UFC World Series of Fighting, Bellator, whatever. But on the local level, I mean, sponsorships are huge because you're talking about a fighter who's only getting money. An amateur fighter only gets ticket sale money, no show money, no win money. A professional fighter will get ticket sales, show money, and then win money. Apart from that, it's nothing except for the sponsorships. So, I mean, really, you're looking at a camp typically 4 to 5 weeks if these guys are putting their life on hold, time away from their family, things like that. I mean, you have to make sure it's worth it. And sponsors make it possible. I mean, it keeps the gym fees down. It keeps them with the supplements that they need to keep going. Their diet has to be very specific. Being a fighter, a lot of people from the outside looking in will think about the sport maybe in a brutal fashion. But a lot of these guys are just real methodical with the way they run their camps. I mean, it's very technical. It's fine-tuned to a T. So for these sponsors to be able to put money up or any kind of benefit for them, some of them would do money, some of them would do trade. It really all depends on who the sponsor is. But, I mean, I think that's really what's allowing these fighters on the local and regional level to keep going. So it's huge for sponsors. I mean, if you own a company out there and you're listening and you have marketing money, go find you a fighter. Find you a fighter that's great with social media. And Justin Salas is one of the, I mean, he's a guy that I know I can lean on if I have sponsorship money to throw around, or if I want to do some marketing with the fighter. Justin Salas is a guy that I know I can go to because I know he's good on social media.
You know, yeah, he wore a t-shirt of yours too. No, I'm just joking.
That's the whole purpose of it. I mean, I don't really care if a guy puts my logo on his shorts and shirt and banner. I mean, because the reality of it is the shorts, the logos are only going to be seen for a split second. But it's what leads up to the fights, the interviews with the radio stations, the multiple MMA website media companies and whatnot. It's that kind of stuff to where if a fighter can become really great at that stuff, then that's really where their money's going to come into play.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fun. So, well, okay, tell me about my cousin. How's he doing right now? We haven't talked in a while, so I want to, how's it going?
He's doing good. He's doing real good. I mean, he's got a really good spot, UFC on Fox 8. Since UFC started airing on Fox, it's always been great shows. He's coming off of a loss, you know, but he just lost to Tim Means. Right at that, I think he rattled off like 4 or 5 wins in a row. But your cousin is an individual who knows how to win by pretty much any method. I mean, sometimes you get a guy who's a submission expert, so you should look at his win columns, and, you know, the majority of his wins are, you know, via submission, and then you get a knockout artist, and it's the same thing. Your cousin has shown that he can win pretty much any way he has to. I mean, he thinks like 3-3-4, 3 wins by KO, 3 submissions, 4 decisions. And, you know, he's got a bright future in the UFC for sure. He's fighting a guy in Aaron Riley, ultra-experienced guy. I think he's got, like, almost 45 fights to his total record there. It's a great fight for Justin Salas for sure. Aaron's coming off of a loss as well. I can't remember right out of the gate who he lost to. I think it was Tony Ferguson. And Tony Ferguson is on a tear, too. That guy's crazy. But it's a good fight for both of these guys. But I definitely see Justin Salas coming off on top on this one for sure.
Cool. So who's hot right now? I mean, what are some of the big names, and what are the fights that we should be kind of looking ahead to?
Well, some of the bigger news, I mean, just recently news is the fact that, Jose Aldo, is going to be facing, the Korean Zombie, Chang Sung Jung, because of an injury to Anthony Showtime Pettis. And I don't know if you guys are real familiar with it, but Anthony Pettis was in a different division, in a different weight division than Jose Aldo, and he was going to get a title shot against Benson Henderson. Well, he forfeits that title shot against Benson Henderson in order to fight at a lighter weight against Jose Aldo. Well, now he's hurt, so now the Korean Zombie steps in, and that's going to be a great fight there. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. UFC on Fox Sports 1, I mean, again, that's just another example of how the sport's grown so fast. But there's so many different fighters out there. I mean, it's not like football or baseball where you have to pick a team and you have to stick with them. I mean, you literally can see a fight and pick which one of those two fighters you like the most and go with them for the night. I mean, you're not forced to, you know, just necessarily support just one individual the entire season, because there is no season.
Mm-hmm. I think, what do we have, about a minute left? Matt, any last-minute things that you want to say about ShamelessMMA.com? I really want to get people to your website and show them.
I just want to say, yeah, visit ShamelessMMA.com. Again, all of our contests and stuff go up on there. Follow us on Twitter at ShamelessMMA. I want to thank the team, really. Connor Cordova, my co-host, Andrew Miro, my partner, Jesse Willis, our tech, Casey O'Day, our CMO photo guy. When you look at our Facebook page, ShamelessMMA, tons of photos from different fights. That guy is working nonstop to get those edited, cropped, and get them out to the people. But yeah, I mean, check it out. I mean, it's a great radio show. It's entertaining. You don't have to like MMA to listen to our radio show.
Oh, no, it's fun. I love listening to your show. I want to thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on and thank Connor. And hey, you have a great Father's Day weekend, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having the interest. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye, Matt. Come on back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Come on back.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground, but there's no room.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas. We have come to the end of a fun show. The show has been all about the culture of MMA sport, and I want to thank my co-host today, Jim Howard, who's been hanging out and having fun with us in the studio. He came all the way out. I don't know. Happy Father's Day. You're probably busy this weekend.
You.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Do you still have to work out? I know I do.
I do.
What do you have to do?
Just a private today.
Oh, okay. So someone's coaching you or you?
No, I'm coaching somebody.
You're coaching somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have bench press and shoulder press. So I still got to kind of push it out today.
So you need to finish your egg.
I do. I have my egg. Jim's been at me all day. We've been talking about nutrition. I've got egg in front of me that's just sitting there waiting for me to eat. So we were talking about chiropractic and MMA sport and how it's really helped a lot of your fighters. And obviously I welcome, you know, your, whoever to think about whether you're a fighter or you're just practicing for health to think about chiropractic as something that can help your performance, can help you get through maybe an injury or something like that. What about you? What do you think, Jim?
I think it's all about preventative medicine. Mm-hmm. You know, what you do to your body, the way you feed your body, the way you take care of your body, the way chiropractic worked, keeping you lined up in shape. You know, mm-hmm. that's the key to everything is preventative medicine. You don't want to try to fix something after it's broken.
True. That is a huge part of it. And all that would be helping with your performance, whether it be during practice or in the actual competition. And hey, we know that the brain is so important. The brain is all about chiropractic, the nervous system, and your brain is what tells everything else in your body what to do. If your brain cannot communicate to the organs, cells, tissues, and muscles of the body, then are those organ cells, tissues, and muscles, are they healthier or are they sicker because of it? You know, with chiropractic, you remove interferences, and those interferences that were once in the way of communication are now out of the way. And when we can do that, it will totally help with performance in sport and in performance in life. Can you give us a little bit more about the gym? We're in the last 5 minutes here. This is all about you, buddy. I want to highlight your gym and some fun things going on over there.
You know, the gym's just about fun training. A bunch of fun people getting together. It was like thinking and enjoying the thing. You know, what I want to stress is nutrition.
Okay.
You know, I think the obesity and what's happening in society is just terrible now. I mean, what we put in our body is the most important thing there is to do. And nobody, even the fighters, as Matt brought up earlier, UFC fighters now have Dolce diet. They have their own nutritionist now. That's how important nutrition has come. You know, and most people don't stay nutrition. What we put in our body reflects on how our body looks on the outside.
Mm-hmm. And not just looks, but the way it performs.
Oh, exactly. The way it repairs, yeah. Recovery, especially in MMA, you have to be able to repair and recover.
If
you
quick.
If you come in tore down all the time, you stay tore down.
Mm-hmm. You are so right. And, you know, and I talk about that with not only my athletes, mainly CrossFit at my office, but also my occupational athletes. Your truck drivers, the ranch workers, the farmers, the office worker. I mean, it's the same thing, guys. I call you athletes just the same. I mean, you're getting out there every day to your job. You're doing the same things. You're sometimes heavy lifting, sometimes not, sometimes at the computer for long hours. And your body needs to be able to endure and to be able to handle that. Because guess what, guys? That is bringing in the bacon, your job, and you need to be, you know, on top of that to be able to stay at your job and to be able to earn money for you and your family. And I know you take that really seriously.
Nutrition and fitness is number one in life. Before your family, before your job, before everything, because without your health, you're not taking care of anything. Mm-hmm. And what most people don't know how bad they feel because they've never felt good. They've never eaten good long enough to feel good. So they don't have any idea. Then when you get them do a 12-week program out and get them to feel good, they have no idea. Then when they go to eating bad again, they go, oh my God, how did I live that long feeling that bad? So but most people don't know. They do the best they can with what they know, and they don't know much.
Yeah. And the 12-week doesn't mean like, oh, that's it after 12 weeks, you know? It just means that was like the kickstart to get them going, and it's sort of like doable in their head, especially if they haven't done good nutrition in a while. It's like, oh, 12 weeks, I can do 12 weeks, you know, I can do anything, you know, in 12 weeks. So, but after that, the next day after 12 weeks is over, then once you've done something for that amount of time, your brain just knows to do it.
And your body's looking for food every 3 hours now. It's not mm-hmm. going 8 hours without eating. It's a lifestyle change. It's not a diet. Mm-mm. What I teach is a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. It's not a diet. It's teaching your body. You want to feed that fire every 3 hours. Keep that bonfire, that metabolism up. Keep it running.
You're right. And I agree. It's okay to be motivated by a wedding or a class reunion or a trip to Hawaii or a, you know, something where you're going to wear a bikini or be, you know, having some body showing. But to be motivated by that or to do it just because of that is a little bit different. And so I think making sure that you continue on after the 30 days or the 12 weeks or the whatever program you're doing is so much more important, because it's so funny. You probably see this all the time. If they start back on their bad habits, they feel horrible mm-hmm. inside. And so I know we've got 2 minutes left. Can you give us your location of your gym?
I'm looking at 1828 Keystone Court in mm-hmm. Reading, right off of Victor.
Okay. So where are you next to?
Oh, it's down that little hole where those storage units are, right next to 44.
Oh, okay, cool. And what's your website?
ReadingSubmission.com.
Okay, that's easy. Yeah. ReadingSubmission.com.
And also on Facebook, Reading Submission.
Okay. I have enjoyed the show. This is Savannah's like totally agreeing. She wants to do this now. We have to go. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much, Jim. I hope to have you back on. Well, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks or talk to you in 2 weeks. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Listen to the Positively Healthy Show every Saturday from 10 to 11.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town. Out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere, you thought you found a friend, to take you out of this world. Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground, but there's no room, no space to rent in this town, you're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere, you thought you'd found a friend. Take you out of this place, someone you could lend.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta, Redding, the community radio for the North State. Go to KCNR1460.com or call us at 530-605-4567, and we always do want to hear from you. And now it's almost 11 o'clock and time for the Fox News. It is currently 85 degrees, and it's going to get up to about 99 today. So keep having a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Fox News Radio, I'm Richard Johnson. A significant, specific threat is how one top U.S. military man describes the reason the U.S. is shutting down 22 embassies and consulates from Western Africa to Bangladesh tomorrow. And when it comes to making such a big public deal about what the terrorists might be doing,
it may convince them not to go forward with a plan that they have in place. They may think, well, we've already got the tabs on them.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Egypt and Israel, Edward Walker. In Washington, Fox's Molly Henneberg has word of some bipartisan concern.
On Capitol Hill, the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee put out a statement saying that the threat stream leading to these embassy closings and travel alert is, quote, a sober reminder of al-Qaeda's determination and ongoing intention to commit acts of violence on Western and U.S. targets. The threats against American interests are real and serious, and we must not let our guard down.
And the White House says President